1 million people ordered to evacuate South Carolina coast as Hurricane Florence gathers strength. By Sierra Nugent and Alex Langone. About 1 million people are under orders to evacuate the South Carolina coast as the fast-moving Hurricane Florence heads towards the United States. Further strengthening is anticipated, and Florence is expected to be an extremely dangerous major hurricane through Thursday, the National Hurricane Center said on Monday. As Hurricane Florence grows in both size and strength, the Category 4 storm is expected to hit the mainland U.S. around South Carolina and North Carolina, most likely on Thursday, the NHC said. The storm center will move northwest between Bermuda and the Bahamas on Tuesday and Wednesday and will move towards the coast of South Carolina or North Carolina on Thursday. It's very similar to Hurricane Harvey because Harvey was a slow-tracking hurricane which weakened to a tropical storm, and this could be the same kind of situation, said AccuWeather hurricane expert Dan Kudlowski. The meteorological setup of Hurricane Florence is different than Hurricane Harvey's, but it'll still produce heavy rainfall. Rainfall will be a major concern during Florence, with an average of 8 to 16 inches over large areas of North Carolina into Virginia, he said. Depending on how slow the storm moves once it's inland, it has the potential to produce 2 to 3 feet of flooding in parts of eastern North Carolina and possibly Virginia. Areas like Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Wilmington, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, North Carolina could be hit the hardest overall, Kudlowski said. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster ordered evacuations for nearly the entire coastline ahead of the hurricane in a press conference Monday. The evacuation order affects nearly every county along the state's coast, including Charleston, Beaufort, Berkeley, and Dorchester counties. We're in for a real episode here, McMaster said, later adding, the atmospheric conditions are such that nothing's stopping it. McMaster has also ordered Interstate 26 and U.S. 501 to reverse their eastbound lanes that go toward the South Carolina coast. By Wednesday, all lanes should head inland to allow hundreds of thousands of cars to evacuate. Officials in North Carolina have issued evacuation orders for coastal communities, including Dare County and Hatteras Island. As of 5 a.m. Eastern Time Tuesday, Hurricane Florence's center was about 430 miles south of Bermuda and was moving west-northwest around 15 miles an hour. The storm's expected to turn toward the northwest on Wednesday night. Florence is currently producing maximum sustained wind speeds of 140 miles an hour, according to the latest readings from a NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft. Florence gained some speed early Tuesday and is expected to continue gathering pace. Given the storm's expected track and path, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia declared states of emergency earlier in the week as authorities prepared to deal with Hurricane Florence. Storm surges of anywhere between 10 to 15 feet are anticipated, Kudlowski said. They're expected along the coastlines of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia, as is a risk of freshwater flooding from a prolonged and exceptionally heavy rainfall event inland and damaging hurricane-force winds, the NHC said. Storm surge watches have been issued from Edisto Beach in South Carolina to the North Carolina-Virginia border, according to the National Hurricane Center. Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds are included in the storm surge watch area. Forecasters also warned that large swells, which will cause, quote, life-threatening surf and rip currents, are already hitting Bermuda and parts of the East Coast. McMaster said Sunday he was asking President Donald Trump for a federal emergency declaration in anticipation of, quote, significant impacts not only on our state, but the entire East Coast. Pretend, assume, presume that a major hurricane is going to hit right smack dab in the middle of South Carolina and is going to go way inshore, McMaster said at a press conference.